Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your thundering couple, Jay, Every Nate, Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 24th, 2014.
And this is episode 218. What's going on, everybody?
God.
Sorry for cutting you off there.
No, it's
fine. I'm not even sure
why.
Not even sure why I was getting ready to cut you off. That was really weird. I don't know. So I hope everybody's doing great. This is the Valentine Cast. This is my lovely wife, Renee. I am Jay.
Hi, everyone.
What is going on? And we are your thundering couple. Hey, Derby has kicked off in Louisville.
It has.
The official kickoff of Derby 2017 happened this weekend with Thunder over Louisville.
And for those of you who don't know what it is, explain, Jay.
Okay, I'm not even a Kentuckian,
okay,
like.
So it used to be the biggest fireworks show in North America.
It used to be. It still is.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't know if it still was.
I think it is.
Yeah. I remember when Thunder started. When Thunder started, everybody went to Thunder. I remember walking around by myself and hanging with strange guys. It was great. I was in high school. Lots of bad life choices. Yeah. But this year, I stay at home like every other year because I'm old. So I stayed at home. I didn't even watch it on television, which they do televise it. But Jay was gone. And it's an all-day thing, not just fireworks. They have
air
shows and just, yeah, it's a bunch of patriotic stuff. So... but you were busy, Jay, doing stuff.
Yeah, so I took the opportunity to maximize on payout during this time. So I Ubered, you know, a little bit before the shows. I Ubered after the show and made out pretty good. You know, it was definitely a good time to be Ubering that day. So I'm looking forward to this season of the Derby and being able to Uber and make a little money.
Uber away
and everything. So yeah, I'll just say, you know, my first ride out from after the show was of almost $90. So that was $90 in
my
pocket.
That's rather insane.
So it was pretty damn nice. So, but yeah, Thunder of Louisville. Whenever, you should come check it out sometime.
Yeah,
so
if you like fireworks, it's cool. I mean, for me at this age, you see one fireworks show, you see them all. But
I will say that is true. That is true. I may almost agree with it, but I know people that are firework enthusiasts.
You do?
That would absolutely disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
How many five-pointed stars blossom shower type fireworks can you really see? I mean, every now and then I guess they come out with a new kind of firework.
Yeah.
But it's the big music thing. There's music and it's synced to the music, and my sister, my brother-in-law, and my nephews came in town for it. They were only in town for less than 24 hours, but it was nice to see them anyway.
Yeah.
So Jay was gone all day.
Most of the day, yes, I was.
We were just hard out. He came home to say hi.
I did. I came in home to say hi, hang out with Maya and Zoe. Maya hung out with me, and we sat on the floor, and we were just kicking it. And I was like, it's not often, you know, it's not often that we get to, she comes in my lap like that. So
yeah, it was nice.
I was honored for her to be honored to be in her presence.
Yeah, Maya bestows a close contact with you, then you should be honored, because she doesn't do that hardly. A lot of people. She does it with, just because, don't know. I think I'm just fluffy.
Oh, I'm fluffy, if that's something that she wants, so... I'm real fluffy.
So yeah, the Derby Festival has kicked off. There's, you know, the Pegasus Parade. There's galas on Derby Eve. There's, marathons. Oh, so much stuff. They have the bed race. Have you heard of the bed race?
The bed race? No.
Look, dude, they put wheels on beds and they race. And they race the beds down the street.
Nice.
Yeah, they cry.
Very nice.
Yeah, so Derby Festival's kicked off, and you know, it culminates with the torturing of horses at the end of the. I'm kidding.
Well, no, I mean, honestly, babe, I did have a rider who I asked about Derby, and he absolutely said that he used to enjoy Derby, but he doesn't anymore
because of
you know, he doesn't like the whipping of the horses.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. Like, I don't understand why whipping of horses should be allowed, right. And that it doesn't hurt them. Don't even give me that.
It's like, if they love to run, just let them run.
Just let them run.
You know, and that's what they want to do. You know, but
I mean, I understand that they breed them to want to run. That's a, you know, hey, we're gonna find two horses that love to run, breed them together, bam,
create. We got a double runner.
They got a double runner. But so Derby Festival, I've never been to Derby and probably never will. I'm not paying $300 a ticket to do what, because I'm not gonna gamble. So
we'll gamble, but it won't be like, it'll be like $3 or something.
It's not my thing. But yeah. So that was that. Yep. What else did we do?
Let's see. So they came in town. What else happened?
I know we ate at Bob Evans, but
we did eat at Bob Evans.
Did we really do it? We didn't watch any movies.
It was last
week.
Wow. Last week was a pretty,
we really didn't do anything.
Was a pretty intense week. The sitter was sick.
Yes. The sitter was sick.
I've been having a few projects that's been kind of kicking my ass a little bit at work. And then, you know, for those that, you know, have been, you know, saying prayers and good thoughts towards, you know, oh, you know what? I wonder if we should even, I guess we didn't ask Mom, did we?
No, I would wait.
Okay.
Let's wait.
If you're in Taboo updated Confessions, then you probably, you may have read it, so.
Yeah. It's true.
Sorry for pulling the Johnson on that one. That was my bad. I should have.
That's okay.
Yeah,
you weren't doing it on purpose.
Just keep our family in your thoughts and prayers and
please.
Vibes and vibrators and.
Ooh, well, don't keep us in your vibrators.
Okay,
though
that
please.
Vibrators won't work.
You cannot do that.
Okay, well that's cool.
Not necessary.
So I mean, if you've been listening to the show, you know what's going on and everything. Anyway, blah, 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 blah.
We didn't prepare for this show at all.
We didn't.
So I think that we really didn't do much. So let's.
Well, no, you watched a lot of TV.
Okay, all right. Well,
we're going to talk about Renee watching TV.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I got an Uber story.
Okay, you tell an Uber story.
All right, so one of the things that happened, this is something that I never thought I would see in my life, aside from on TV. So this week is also the robotics convention or competition. The VEX Robots Convention is happening here in Louisville. Started last week. So picked up two dads and their sons from the airport, right. from Boston, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I've always struggled with that. But they're
it's
from,
cute, though.
They're
it's
from
cute.
Boston.
It's cute.
They're from Boston. The one up in the New England area. So we were coming from the airport and we got downtown. And there's a lot of towers downtown that are like condos and stuff like that. And there was one when I first moved here, I was thinking about moving into, called Kentucky Tower. I think that's the name of it. I think it was Kentucky Tower.
So, yeah.
And we're riding down that street, and then as we're going down the street, something just drops out of the air, and it's this big old recyclable Kroger bag, and it's full of men's clothes. So
so you don't know why.
We don't know why yet. So somebody had thrown some men's, it had jeans, some nice pair. It had
maybe
some,
somebody just was throwing stuff out.
Babe, the way that this hit the ground, it came from up high. I mean, why is someone going to throw?
Maybe they didn't feel like taking it to the garbage. I don't.
It was not garbage because the homeless man that was walking by was definitely eyeballing.
I mean, maybe they didn't want it anymore.
So,
I mean,
someone threw their clothes out of their window, and it hit the sidewalk. I think somebody got caught. That's right. Somebody's wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance,
one of those,
was mad, and they threw it out. Out the window. Throw it out the window. Pack your shit and go.
Not just the window, the window.
The window.
That's like, oh, it's the window.
But the window. As we were driving by, then I kind of saw the homeless guy rummaging through it too. So it was pretty cool. So dropped him off. And all five of us, because it was their two sons. So all five of us were tripping out.
I do love your Uber stories.
So that's one Uber story for right now. So go ahead and tell us a TV show. I'm gonna try to keep up with you.
I want to hear about your business cards first of all.
No, you now it's your turn to tell about something you're doing.
All right. So I was watching Nurse Jackie on the last show that we did, and I finished Nurse Jackie, and it was so good. It did not end like I wanted it to end. I was like, ooh, I was so mad. It was one of those, this is not a spoiler, it was one of those, you don't know what happened, you kind of make up your own ending.
Oh, nice.
It's one. No, I don't like those. I don't like it. You tell me what happened to that character.
I hear you.
I don't want to have to wonder for the rest of my life what happened to that character.
Well, you don't want to watch Sopranos then.
Yeah, I know. I already know what happens in the end of that one. But I'm sorry.
You don't know what happens at the end of it.
No, I do. Something to do with the boat. I know. Then I started to finish Life in Pieces, season one. It's good once I got into the format of the show. Life in Pieces, it's about this family, multi-generational family, brothers, sisters, all that. It's pretty funny. But the shows are split up into three segments. So it's like three little short stories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting format. But it was nice to see. Then I started Dexter. I had watched season one and part of season two last, like a long time ago. But, and then I watched it with Jay. But then we fell off the wagon and Jay was like, meh. So now I'm on season three. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. I do say that. But I also heard Dexter ends in a crappy way. So I love how I'm watching all these shows end in a crappy way. I will take suggestions for next series to watch. Must be on Netflix, Amazon Prime viewing, or HBO Go. So throw me some suggestions out there. I like almost everything. But since I'm watching Dexter, I need something light. Even though Dexter's kind of light in its moments.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice seeing all the people on Dexter that I've seen in other things. Like the black dude on Arrow.
Oh, yeah. He was on there.
He's in Dexter. He's an informant. Named Anton.
All
right. But anyway, so that's what I've been doing. So very I want to know about your cards.
All right. So
this is pretty cool. All
right. So I decided to get cards made because when I went to go do a photo shoot with Dress for Success, which is something that I haven't talked about.
Yeah, talk about that.
Kim had asked me to do a photo shoot with Dress for Success, which is an organization here, worldwide, where they do a lot of great stuff for women to help them move further in the workforce and everything else by providing skills that would help them to, you know, get that promotion, get that job, and everything else to help them move forward. And so while I was doing that, I got asked for cards. You know, people were asking me, you know, do you have a card and stuff like that? Because I was taking their pictures, I was doing their headshots and everything else. And I was like, no, I really don't have any cards. And you know, it just kind of dawned on me that maybe I should get some cards. You know, if you're on a pre-show, you saw this. So basically, I made some cards. After I was like, you know, I'm going to get some cards made this week. So this is a picture that I did when I was doing a walk with my brother-in-law. It's one of the buildings downtown that, you know, I thought was kind of cool, and I was just kind of using the mirrored, or I was trying to just use a different technique to you know, capture that. I just looked up and I was like, oh man, that's amazing. So I was trying to figure out, so I went out to Vista Print and I made some cards. So it's gonna be backwards to you all. So I made these cards, you know, it has my name, podcaster, photographer, you know, a couple URLs, my email, and then down here in the corner right here is my Uber, you know. Yeah, I know everybody has my phone number, shit. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, this, it's not like anybody's really gonna,
I mean, I don't you fucking Uber call me and do something, I can just block your number.
Yeah,
but anyway, I don't know if it's good or not, maybe I shouldn't, but
it's
anyway
fine.
And that's my Uber code. So basically, JK hooked me up, and man, I got to tell you guys, man, JK is my boy. I'm telling you, that's my brother from another mother. So since JK got me all paranoid and stuff here, I'm gonna just going to rewind back and get my number, because I ain't gonna show you this time. So so JK made these cards for me here. It's gonna be backwards, yeah, because I have it mirrored. So when I look at Renee, it won't look like I'm looking away from her.
So you can't really see. Yeah.
So it says podcaster, photographer, awesome guy, and then okay guy. And so what I'm going to do, JK, you already have my number, man. So y'all need to get JK under control. You know what I'm saying? Can you get JK under control?
I don't think he can be controlled.
You,
the problem.
You know, I'm not even... Wait till I start to drink it. But anyway, he made me 50 of the awesome guy and 200 of the okay guy. And my plan is, to shuffle the okay guy and awesome guys together. And then when I hand them out.
But see, okay, keep going.
Go ahead. And when I hand them out, it's going to be like, they're going to be like, okay guy. And it's going to be a joke.
But I don't get, like, they should get a prize or something if they get, like, the awesome guy.
They're going to get better service.
You know, because it's like,
if it's okay guy, you're going to get okay service. I'm going to be lazy. I ain't going to get shit done on time. Nah, I'm playing.
I'm just saying, if you're going to have a, like,
I probably should,
limited amount of cards,
I probably
of a certain
should
type,
I'm going to have a limited edition of cards. So,
like, you can call this number for, you know.
But it's pretty cool. I gave out more. Yeah. I gave out a bunch of cards this week, and I wish they had JK's then, but I mean, I have these now.
I'm sure you'll have opportunity to get,
I'll have
them,
more opportunities. But man, JK, you did awesome, man. I mean,
yay,
look at
JK
that.
I know,
I mean compare that to the Vista Print.
I need to have some of those, because since, you know, if people are ever looking for a photographer, I'd be like, hey.
So that's the one I did from Vista.
Yeah,
that's the one JK did.
All right,
JK is like amazing.
They both look great.
They do. I like the print on them.
This
and stuff
one doesn't have your Uber code on it, though.
I know. I was going to tell JK to put my Uber code on it, but I really liked his clean style.
Okay.
And I was just like, if somebody really want my Uber code, I'll just tell it to them. You know, I could write it on there or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I forgot to do before we got into the show?
What?
Who's with us in the Valentine?
Oh my gosh, we are terrible.
We're not terrible. That just gives everybody time to flow in.
JK is here.
What's up, JK?
Punk Gopher is also here. Oh, I love how the video just paused for a second and you're like this. I don't know if it's paused for everybody, but that's awesome.
I hope not. Is it paused still?
It's paused on my screen, but that's my screen.
Oh, man.
My skin looks really smooth on the screen. Cool. Ashera15 is here. Muhogan and Zobby are also here.
What's up, Ashley?
Hey, guys.
Sure is Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Oh, hi, Ashley.
She had, she was in a production this past weekend.
What kind of production?
A musical. Was it a musical? Yeah, it's a musical. It was like the Little Ladies something.
The but Little Ladies something? That's
like,
cool.
Do they sing in those? Yeah, I mean, I would think they were saying it's still a musical. Yeah. But Ashley, tell us what you were in.
So exhilarating.
Yeah, Little Women, the Broadway musical.
Oh, Little Women. That's like one of my favorite books. I read that when I was young.
She did a lot of backstage stuff too, took pictures. It was so awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I wanted to put like hearts and stuff and put like the eyes with the love eyes, but I didn't want Brad to be mad at me and stuff, be like, that old ass man putting lovey eyes at my woman. What's wrong with you? I'm like, dude, I'm married, man. But you gotta admit, you're lucky, Brad. You're lucky. You got a winner there. You better treat her right.
Y'all crazy.
Oh, you ran the soundboard? I thought you were in it. That's right. You are right. You are right. You ran the that's right. You do all the sets and all that other stuff in the technical house. Yep. That's the other stuff I like to do too. But
what was I gonna say? I really haven't been doing much, but you know, playing Facebook games and reading occasionally. But I want to talk about this amazing business that Jay's coworker's wife started. Her name is Christy.
Well, we already talked about it once, but we're going to talk about it again
because we actually got samples. We got the flight. Jay got a custom cookie dough. And it's gone. He ate it all. It was brownie butter.
It was brownie batter.
Peanut butter chips.
And walnuts.
Gross. Nuts ruin everything. I like nuts, just not in stuff. I mean, you got a smooth texture. You got a nut. It's just bad. But Jay was so courteous and so awesome. And he got me the flight, which is... There's 6 signature flavors, 4 ounces of each, and it's a great deal. If you want more information about that, let us know. But my favorite is the peanut butter party. It's peanut butter cookie dough with Reese's Pieces and peanut butter chips in it. And it's amazing!
So, yeah.
This stuff's really addicting. So,
reach out to us. Let us know, and we can hook you up with her. Her site will be up soon, but she is fulfilling orders, and she does ship. She does it. They get shipped in ice packed.
Yes.
And she does her shipping Monday through Wednesday to ensure that it gets everywhere across the U.S. before the weekend, so it won't sit in the warehouse over time. So definitely let us know. Yeah.
And I told Jay it's weirdly funny how excited I am about her business. Like, it's like almost creepy.
It's not creepy.
I'm like a business stalker. Can you stalk a business? That's kind of how. Yeah. That's kind of like how I am.
Well, if you're a fan, you're a fan.
I want it to do well because it's a really good product and it's gonna make me fat. Yep. It's okay. I love it.
So, and then last week, if you hadn't, I hope you all did. Get your taxes in on time. Renee and I did. What?
Don't even.
We got them in on time.
Because you didn't tell me the reason why you were waiting till the last minute.
I'm always
still irritated why you didn't tell me. And then I would have understood. And I would have been like, all right.
Why are you irritated?
Because you know I don't like waiting.
I don't. I have to think of a game plan.
But you didn't tell me this.
I'm always thinking.
Hey.
It wasn't out of my mind.
Wives and husbands are supposed to communicate.
We do communicate.
You didn't tell me you were waiting for a game plan.
I didn't know I had to. It's like you think that I wasn't thinking about it.
I mean, you told me you didn't like to think about it.
No.
That's what you told me.
I don't like thinking about the money that we owe as the time goes on. It's like, it's like January. We get them done. Oh, man, we owe $6,000.
But then you get a game plan on how to pay it.
No. 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 I mean, what if we had... Okay, so what if we had did them February, right?
Right.
We would have been paying out some money. Because I would have been rushing to get them done. Because she was like, we got to get it done.
No.
Get it done, get
it done.
What? Yeah, no, you were like... No, babe... You were like, we got to get it done. We got to get it done. No, okay. We got to get it done. We got to get it done.
No, because I knew you were going to.
Don't tell me you weren't like, we got to get it done.
I was not like.
You are lying.
I am not. I just didn't want you to wait until the last minute.
No, you're lying. You are lying. You are lying. You were like, we got to get it done.
I was not like, we got to get it done.
I swear, Renee.
No, I'm. You make it seem like I was like, we gotta get this done right now, right this second. I was not like that.
No, you were more like, Jay, we gotta get the taxes done. Then you'll wait like another week, Jay. And then like every time it come up, you'd be like, I'm gonna let Jay answer that. Sounding like Cynthia Crocker. I'm gonna let, you were very much like your mom.
I realized this.
During that, you were very much like your mom.
I know.
Which is fine. I love you. That's who you are, and I love you for who you are, but I still can call you out on it. Like, you can call me out on it
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So, but you were kind of like, we got to get it done. You weren't saying it. Just like mom says, I'm not going to nag you, but the tone of the voice and the kind of, you know, dipping and diving, hooping and riding, it was coming out.
I've been a little bit more judgy lately. I've been a little bit more judgy lately.
What is up with that?
I don't know. But I recognize it. So yeah. I'm back. At least I recognize it.
Yeah.
At least I'm not saying I ain't judgy.
Yeah.
I'm saying how I feel.
I will say it's been kind of interesting though, and I don't know why.
But
I don't know why. We might need to talk about that.
And I was talking to Jay the other day. I was like, you know what? We're in a good place. He and I. And it's a different place. Like, when we first got with each other, we were in a good place then, too. Right? You know, it was...
Yeah, so...
we were in a good place. We were in the honeymoon phase, so to speak. So we were in a good place. But this is a different place. This is a comfortable, you're amazing, but we're still a hot couple. And hot for each other type thing. Those of y'all who don't want to get married because you think you won't ever have sex again, it's not true. I just got to put that out there.
Okay.
People say it all the time. Man, you get married, sex stops.
I know people like, I know Jay's not picking his teeth on the microphone.
Well, we're talking about sex and picking teeth, so.
Yeah.
So
we're in a good place. I mean, emotionally, relationship-wise, and physically, yeah, I would say.
So we're ending the show right here on Ohio. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah, Renee. So Renee's trying to divert everything from her being judgmental.
No. I said I was being judgy. I don't know.
But we
why.
Need to deal with it. We need to deal with that. We need to talk about it.
Are we talking about it right here?
Yeah, we're going.
No, we're not gonna talking about it right here.
I'm gonna be your mom. We're gonna talk about this right now in front of everyone. I want people to call in.
Oh God. Call in and say what?
I want you to call in and mediate this for us. But anyway,
be our mediator.
Mom, I'm playing. I hope you're listening. I love you, Mom.
You hope she is listening?
Well, I'm not gonna say I hope you're not listening because I want her to listen. So it already came out, and I was gonna be like, I hope you're not listening. But then I was like, I don't want her to think I don't want her to listen. So I was stuck. So at that point, it's just like, you know what? You just jump on the grenade and just be like, okay, I hope you're listening. I love you, Mom. I mean.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
Huh? I just have to say, y'all, I love Jay when he drinks, except for this past week. Was it last week or this week?
What's that?
You were drunk and you were having a good time or whatever. But I was tired and I was ready to go to sleep.
That wasn't this week. That was like 3 weeks ago.
No.
It was.
Well, I didn't talk about it on the show.
You didn't talk about it on the show.
Oh my gosh. And I was trying to go to sleep, but he would not let me sleep. And I had to threaten. I was like, look, I'm going to go sleep on the couch if you don't let me sleep.
Yeah. And then, no, you said you was going to go to the other room because it was after Daddy and Cindy were here. or before.
Either
I can't remember.
Way, I love you, babe.
I love you too.
But that was annoying.
Yeah, I realized it was annoying.
But
I do.
But I can say that. See?
Yeah. It was annoying.
But anyway, so Jay and Renee.
Yesterday, Demetrius and I.
This is the most weirdest show ever. We're so going all over the place.
Well, it's my turn to tell a story.
Okay.
So yesterday, you know, you guys, I've been doing the whole bourbon thing and everything else, and so there's a private bourbon club that may be starting called the Wish Key Club. And it's one of the bar owners is starting it up, and it's gonna be like a membership and all this other stuff. So they had kind of like a come see the space where this is all going to happen starting September 2017, and you know, BOB, you know, bring your own bourbon. And so we're all like sharing bourbon and everything else, and trying different bourbons. I tried a Evan Williams 23 year. It had been in the barrel for 23 years.
Oh, wow. Was it like amazing?
No, it was shitty.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
You're kidding.
No. Even the couple.
Isn't it supposed to be but here better? We go.
Even the couple that brought it, they brought it because the wife absolutely hates it. And she wanted everyone to drink it. She was like off. She's like, here, try this Evan Williams 23 year.
And she wanted to get rid of it?
She wanted to get rid of it. And this was like a 7.
Oh my God.
So you know one of my smaller bottles?
Yeah.
It was like one of those. And that bottle was $350. And it
tasted shitty bourbon.
Well, it depends. It was very oaky. When you drank it, it was just like you were, you know, take some wood, grind it up into Vitamix, pour some water in, and put some more water in it and put a little alcohol, and it was just like oak. It was like when you drank it was like okay. It was like, oh God, please help me, you know. Okay. and then someone brought some Elmer T. Lee, the exact release that I took to Clark and James. Mm-hmm. And I was glad to be able to try some of that because I have not been able to find that release because it has a sentimental value to me. Because that's the first bourbon I tasted that actually felt like it was good. And I didn't know what I was buying when I bought it for Clark. And I didn't know what I was buying when I bought it for James. And I wish I had went with my gut and bought 3 bottles to keep for myself.
Right.
For one for myself. And it's gone. I'm just like, oh, no. But I will find the fall 2016 release of Elmer T. Lee.
Gone, never to be seen again.
Well, I saw it this past weekend. You know, and somebody said they had a bottle they didn't care for, but I'm hoping I can find one. And then also this weekend, I was able to score a Old Weller Antique that was a Liquor World Select. And it's really good. It's really good.
It has a horse stopper.
No, that's the Blanton.
Oh.
Yep.
I can't keep these straight.
Yeah, the Blanton has a horse stopper.
Tell everyone the state of your bourbon cabinet.
I need another cabinet.
I find it hilarious.
I need another cabinet. I have probably 10 bottles that won't fit in the cabinet now. Well, here's the thing. If I move the glasses out, which I really don't want to do, but I may have to do.
Yeah.
Or I can use my tray, my kitchen tray.
Yeah.
Put the glasses on it and put it on top and put my bourbon in.
Now, I don't want you to feel like I'm calling you out. I think it's funny.
Oh, I don't feel like you're calling me out.
Okay, good.
I'm calling myself out. I mean, it is. But I did empty my first bottle of bourbon.
Yes. And it was?
It was the Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond 6-year. So,
to be fair, you did give some away.
What do you mean I gave some away?
To Christy, the bourbon.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I gave her some too.
Yeah,
just for the bourbon ball that she's thinking about making for cookie dough. So yeah, I may switch some glasses around and put them up top or something like that. I think that's what I'm gonna have to do, and I can move some of the bourbon in.
Having glass on top of that cabinet bothers me.
Would you rather me have a tray up there with the glasses, like these glasses on the tray?
That still bothers me.
But the tray will have things to keep it from sliding on top.
Yeah.
That's I don't
better.
Know.
That's better. I just imagine horrible things happening.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
That's probably just my anxiety.
No, that's no. I mean, it should almost happen, babe, when you knock the cabinet. I mean,
yeah,
you're clumsy.
Yeah. This is not a lie. I am clumsy. So, so how about we not keep things up there for my own good? But anyway, so Valentine's are going to Atlanta soon for my nephew's birthday. Super excited. He's going to be two.
He is going to be 2 years old.
I'm not going to say when we're leaving because you're not supposed to say when you're going out of town.
We're going.
We're just going.
And we're
going
to see someone on the way there. Yeah. So can't wait to see you, Clark and Nikki.
Clark and Nikki. Because it's funny. We were going to only stay for one night. And Nikki was like, only one night?
Yep. They talked us into it.
Talked us into two nights. So.
Suck it. Suck it, family. We see you all the time. We're staying with Clark and Nikki for another night.
But anyway.
And
so.
if we were really bad, we would go down.
And then leave the same day?
And leave the same day.
We totally could. Just saying. And then stay. And then come back. I don't know. Clark and Nikki, that might be too much of us. Too much Valentine. That's a lot of Valentine.
What if we did do that? Then we can get back. Oh my God. We could get back Sunday at a decent hour.
But that's a lot of Valentine. We need to make sure that they're up for that.
Hey, after the show... Clark and Nikki, give us a call. So I won't have to call y'all early in the morning.
Valentine's can be a little intense.
I know, man. We can be. And thanks for putting up with us. We can be out of pocket sometime. But anyway, We can be out of pocket sometime.
I like
and
that.
Thanks for loving us for who we are.
Yeah. Aww. And So
definitely call us after the show. What else, babe? We got an Instant Pot.
Oh, how could we forget this?
So we got an Instant Pot, man.
I keep wanting to call it Insta Pot, but anyway.
Well, it's like me calling it Massachusetts. So you fine. So I got an Instant Pot bruise burn right here. So how do you like the Instant Pot, babe?
It's a scientific marvel.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Not compared to an air fryer. Air fryer is still my boo. I'm just saying.
It will never replace the air fryer.
It will not. The only reason is because with the Instant Pot, when we cook chicken in it, we have to, if you want the color, you have to take it out.
Yes, true.
Put it in the broiler and let it brown a little bit.
This is true.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you do have to do some extra on that route, but you can make meals.
We made
very quickly.
We made a beef stew.
Yep.
That was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was like crazy how good it was.
I'm just amazed that stuff doesn't have to be defrosted.
Yeah.
That's what gets me.
Yeah.
And like tickles my fancy.
Yeah. Steve Wye too. Yes, sir. The air fryer is my boo. Like, I would take, like, turkey, Polish sausage. I would cut them up. I'd drop them in the air fryer. 9 minutes, and they come out like they've been on the grill. I mean, it's just, like, amazing.
The air fryer is. Oh. All right, so what's the best thing? Whirly Pop, air fryer.
Air fryer.
But the Whirly Pop makes amazing popcorn.
But I can't make chicken nuggets in the Whirly Pop. That come out great. I can't make french fries or tater tots.
Have you tried?
I don't want to try because I don't want to ruin because it's going to have all that oil. I can't take eggs, put them in my souffle dish, put sausage and cheese in there, and put it in the air fryer for like 15 minutes, and boom, I'm out. I come back, oh, breakfast is made, knowing that, standing over there. I mean... Come on now. The air fryer is what it's at.
Okay. I give you that.
Oh, Steve Wye said some lamb chops, rosemary, paprika. Mmm. How long were the lamb chops in the air fryer? Who's bourbon making me hot?
Yes, you are.
Ooh. All right. So yeah.
Do you know I've never had lamb chops?
So what? Yeah, sure.
Positive.
You didn't have it at the, that was leg of lamb. Wait a minute, you didn't have lamb chops at the Brazilian restaurant? That was one of the things that came around.
Is that lamb chops? Well then, I guess I have had lamb chops a time or two. So yeah. But anyway.
So babe, thinking about this a little bit.
Think about what?
What about you? Whirly pop or air fryer?
Air fryer. Yeah, I was just messing with you. It's
air fryer.
Instant pot. Gotta be. It's air fryer.
Really?
I can make the girls pizza in the freaking air fryer, and it tastes like, you know, it was in an actual pizza grill. So, yeah. Speaking of that, I had to make lunches. Oh, and our babies are going to be going to preschool soon, everyone.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
All that money. All that money.
My babies won't be babies anymore. My babies won't be babies. I just made up a song. But yeah, I'm a little. It's a little weird for me. For them to grow up and go off and. To the wide, wide world of preschool, where all the bullies are and little weird little boys, and you know, little boys are weird, but they'll be starting next month, and I know them. They're gonna love it. They are inquisitive, smart, bright young women. Young women. They're toddlers.
I know, right?
Not even close to young women. But
right.
I think I'm just tired.
Yep.
It's
so,
end.
All right.
See, we had the benefit of doing this show for so long. We could just do a terrible show and be like, "All right, done."
Out to the wild.
Out to the wild. This is a terrible show, but we love you guys.
You know, I want to say hello to all my. If I have some new listeners that may have Ubered with me.
I should probably act with more decorum then.
No, not at all.
I should be the. I am a first lady now, everyone.
Oh, that is right.
I'm a first lady.
So, I am now a city council member of Coldstream, city of Coldstream.
So, I am a politician's wife.
Yeah.
How about that?
So, yeah. I guess I should put politician on it.
Nope. No, please don't.
It'd be three P's. It'd be like politician, podcaster, photographer.
No.
Okay, guy. So.
No. We're not doing that. But I think it's hilarious.
So, the city that we live in, so we live in Louisville proper, right? And so there's this thing called six class cities. And it's really weird. So like our population, you know what our population was in 2000? It was 956 people.
What, in a Coldstream? Love it.
So basically, instead of having an HOA or anything like that, we're just considered a sixth class city, you know, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it's kind of cool. We get the, you know, have our own budget and everything else, and we get our own taxes and stuff like that too.
Of course.
But in 2010, we had 1,100, and estimate for 2015 is 1,137. So I need to find out what exactly.
I get like an insider's view.
Yeah,
I mean,
all four, all was it 4,300 and, oh, I mean, no, that's not right. Elevation area is 2 square miles.
What are you looking on?
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
No, Wikipedia does not have an entry for Coldstream.
Yeah, so
are you serious?
There you go. It's in the Twitch chat.
Oh my god. No. Okay, that's what it's named for.
What?
What?
Huh?
No, the one you sent me is no. That's in Scotland.
No, it's Coldstream, Kentucky, babe. Oh, look for Coldstream, Kentucky.
I was like, what
is
this? It's
weird.
I was like, we don't have a Coldstream.
That's weird. It put a comma in there.
Okay, here we go. Look how tiny our Wikipedia page is.
Yeah.
49.4% had children under the age of 18. That's a lot of kids.
Yeah. And actually, you know, a lot of houses in this area are going off the market. They're not being on the market for like a week. Like, they'll go up for it.
Really? They're being snatched up?
They're being snatched up quick because we're close to the county line. And we're real close to being to Oldham County where people kind of
want to
be.
Because if we ever move, got to keep that one in mind.
Yeah. So it's almost like, yeah, sorry, that link is bad. I'm not sure why that link did that.
I was like, okay.
I was like, what are you doing? But yeah. So yeah, all right, Six Class City.
Yeah, that's the Valentine. Are you good ending here?
Yeah, I'm good with ending here. Here's our actual.
I'm a little.
Here we go.
Today. I apologize, everyone.
That's our actual city page right there. You know what? I want to have me on the council yet. Oh, I'm not there yet. I'm not on the web page yet.
It's not official until you're on the web page.
Yeah, so it's not official. I have to be on the web page. I'm not on the web page yet. I'm getting there. So bear with me. I should be sworn in here soon. So it's kind of crazy.
I love it.
Yeah. So I'll be on the city council page here pretty soon. So hold to your horses. So anyway, nice representation. So anyway,
are you the only minority on?
No, it's 3-3.
What?
And then the mayor. Yep.
That's impressive.
Yeah, actually, it was. So anyway, I am going to talk to you guys in a bit. So if you guys want to reach out to us, you can do so by the email that Renee does not read at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. I don't read it either, Renee. Just calm your tits, okay? You can also see our blog. You can be like Ashley Graham with the bagels.
I need to have bagel tits.
I need to go watch that again. Oh my god.
She does have a certain je ne sais quoi.
You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is
facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jake's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Yeah. And I will officially say, as of today, Ashley Graham is my boo. Sorry. You have
officially?
I think so.
Like goodbye, her. Renee. Hello, Ashley.
No, it's like hello, Idris. Hello, Jay. It's like hello, Ashley. Hello, Renee. So,
that's
anyway.
Fine. I mean, she is hot, so. I gotta give it up to Ashley.
Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye,
have a great
y'all.
Week. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye now.
2 weeks.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.